The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
FT. Hello, and welcome back to the FT's Arts Podcast. I'm Neville Hawcock, the FT's Deputy Arts Editor, and this week, on the occasion of a major exhibition at the Barbican in London, we assess the principles and legacy of the Bauhaus, the post-First World War German movement that saw design as the key to a new way of living, or, in the words of its founder, Walter Gropius, to create the new structure of the future, which will one day rise towards heaven from the hands of a million workers like the crystal symbol of a new faith. With me in the studio to discuss these momentous aspirations are Lydia Yee, co-curator of the Barbican Show, Edwin Heathcote, the FT's architecture critic, and Peter Aspden, the paper's arts writer. Lydia, thank you very much for joining us. This is the first UK exhibition on the Bauhaus for more than 40 years. For the benefit of those who know nothing, what's the Bauhaus all about?
Well, the Bauhaus was a very important school of art and design founded in Germany, 1919, in Weimar. It initially started out with an arts and crafts focus, but gradually over its 14-year history evolved into a school that embraced design and then eventually architecture as well. And that legacy of art and design is probably what the Bauhaus is best known for today.
Eddie, the Bauhaus covered a lot of areas, painting, architecture, design. Does it make sense to talk of a Bauhaus aesthetic, do you think?
It does. It does. It's the kind of archetypal Platonic forms that you see, so everything being slotted into a kind of geometric form, everything being made into a cube or a sphere or a circle. It's very, very much a kind of constructed reality. It's non-representational.
Okay.